Oh hey! Welcome back to the Konyo History Club. We're happy you could join us again. Grab a seat, grab a drink, and let's get this meeting started. I'm Ben, and this is Camille, and today we're going to be talking about the Alamat. Specifically, the Alamat of Maria Cacao and Tungkong Langit and Alunsina.
Who goes first?
Ikaw na lang.
Ako na muna.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, sige. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that we are now available on 5 platforms. For everyone listening, the Konyo History Club podcast is now available on Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Spotify. So, listen to us on any of these platforms, support us, and if you can rate us on any of these platforms, please rate us also.
Halina't makinig!
Annoying. you can also reach us on Twitter at Konyo History Club, and you can email us at konyohistoryclub@gmail.com. So, the legend of Maria Cacao has different versions depending on which province you heard it from. So the version that I'm going to be talking about for tonight will be the version from Argao, Cebu. In this version, Maria Cacao is a dewata who lived in a cave on Mount Lantoy in Argao. She harvests the cacao and trades it with other islands and countries. So that's why she's called Maria Cacao. With Manggao, who is either her husband or her brother, depending on which version you're reading. They would load the cacao in a golden boat and leave at dawn. And probably because the boat was huge, they would destroy the bridge on the river every time they passed the Argao River and cause it to overflow. After the trade, they would come back bringing things from other places, which Maria would lend to the villagers, who could borrow them simply by writing what they needed in a list and leave the list at the entrance of the cave. So parang meron silang sign-up sheet, may Google Forms sila. May Google Forms sila dun sa cave. The villagers could borrow clothes, spoons, forks, plates, and other utensils, all of which were made of gold, and so they did borrow them. But all good things come to an end. When the people started to return the items already broken, if they ever returned them at all, Maria Cacao stopped lending the items to the villagers. She also did not show herself to the villagers anymore, and the people stopped believing in the existence of Maria Cacao. So basically, it's like, it's a story of people abusing yung kindness of the diwata. And I researched on like the themes of the story and saw that some of the prevalent themes across the different versions of the Alamat is the utang na loob. It's very ingrained in our culture, yung utang na loob. And other themes would be to view Maria Cacao as nature. It was our ancestors' way of warning against abusing nature, like taking too much from nature. And the Philippines as a country is very dependent on agriculture and natural resources. So I think it was a way of reminding people not to abuse the bountiful nature that we have. So I think that's a way of legends being a way of documenting circumstances that our ancestors went through, or the events that they went through, basically showing the kind of culture and lifestyle that they had during that time. And I was thinking that it is possible that there are versions of Alamats that carry the mark of colonialism, because I searched for different versions of the Alamat of Maria Cacao, as I said, and there are certain versions. In fact, the Dex version mentions that Americans came to build a stronger bridge so that it won't be broken by Maria Cacao anymore. So the engineer approached Maria Cacao and said, "Hey, can you like stop going through the bridge because you're destroying it?" And Maria Cacao was just like, "Okay." So parang, I'm not saying that all Alamats have the mark of colonization, but it's possible that these changes occur in our alamat.
That's a very interesting note. Na, yeah, there, in some myths, there were references na, to colonization, and I think there would be, there are some myths na more indirect yung,
yeah.
Or hindi nga na, hindi nga colonization, like urbanization, urbanismo.
That's true.
Like, umalis na. Like, I think nga rin, I'm not sure, hindi ko kasi, bin, hindi ko na binasa ulit, pero yung kay Maria Makiling,
mm-hmm.
correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, or Camille,
mm-hmm.
There, I think at some point, the people left the area where Maria Makiling was. Because, wala dun yung mga ano, wala
yeah.
dun yung kalakaran,
mm-hmm.
so to speak.
Yeah, I think if it's not Maria Makiling, I'm sure some other alamat would have that theme, considering how much progress the world has taken on. And the story of Maria Cacao actually is still quite popular, especially in the Visayan region, because during certain calamities, Maria Cacao is still cited. For example, during the Yolanda typhoon, and as well as Sendong. During these times, a lot of ships sank and a lot of people drowned because of the overwhelming force of the water. And Maria Cacao was said to be sighted during these times. And more specifically, Maria Cacao's boat was sighted during this time. So Maria Cacao's boat is supposedly made of gold. And
kailan to?
Yung
sorry.
During Yolanda and Sendong.
Oh.
So allegedly, the people there saw Maria Cacao's boat, and she was considered as the taker of souls, and she was coming to take the souls to the next world. So according to the people who sighted the boat, it was floating down rivers and picking up passengers. Those people who saw started warning others not to get on board the boat because they thought that they were being saved, but really, if they went on board, they would never be seen again because they would be taken to the next life. So that's the story of Maria Cacao. And just a quick detail, for a different, it's a different version of the story. It's not in the Argao version of the story, but I found this interesting, or just kind of amusing, is that in a version, Maria Cacao had a pet shrimp, like a giant shrimp, and one day the shrimp got lost, and she started asking around, asking the people, the villagers, like, have you seen my huge ass shrimp? And then they said, no, like, what shrimp? We've never seen a shrimp. And turns out they just didn't know how to tell Maria Cacao that they had eaten the shrimp, the huge shrimp. So again,
saan to na version?
I forgot, like, which version it was, but it's around the same area, parang sa Visayan area. But yeah, it shows.
Funny naman.
Yeah, it shows the ano ulit eh, yung the abuse of the kindness of Maria Cacao. Because in all stories, Maria Cacao would lend her items, and in all stories, there would be some version of abusing the kindness of Maria Cacao, and she would leave and never come back, and she would be forgotten eventually.
Mm-hmm. Actually, parang very similar yung mga alamat regarding mga diwata. They're very
yeah.
similar.
Yeah.
In such a way na parang they're portrayed as like givers.
Mm-hmm.
And in, I read this very wonderful paper by Eugene Evasco talking about the sexism in myths,
mm-hmm.
in the creation of myths, and he had this feminist view,
mm-hmm.
and he highlights that meron talagang parang stereotypes, like gender roles are really pronounced in these myths,
mm-hmm.
such as he enumerates 7 usual duties of females in myths,
mm-hmm.
which are first bearer of children,
mm-hmm.
2 wives or parang housewives,
mm-hmm.
3 children, or often portrayed as like parang the innocence of children.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth, creators of pests, something like that. Creators of disease. Not disease, parang havoc.
Yeah.
I think this is in reference to probably like Adam and Eve, ganun.
Mm.
Like, I think there would be some versions where parang may implication na si Eve yung may kasalanan, ganun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Parang like, seductress, ganun.
Mm, seductress. And fifth, nagmula sa ibang bahagi. Came from another part, meaning si Eve again. I think to distinguish, like, this is a female, this is a male. Parang they're two separate beings. Sixth, nagluwal ng mga halaman, hayop at tao. Like taking care?
Like nagluwal. Nagluwal is like nag-anak. So okay. It's maybe like it's creator.
Pag-birth. Another reference to birth and
yeah.
Taking care.
Mm-hmm.
And seventh and lastly, kamatayan at kadiliman. May reference dito of several goddesses
mm-hmm.
who are like the goddesses of death
mm-hmm.
or darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun, like since myths, they generally, you know, they come from an earlier period of the Philippines where gender stereotypes or gender roles were much more prevalent or much more pronounced. So, it would make sense that these were the duties or themes that
mm-hmm.
would be imposed on women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you can see, kay Maria Cacao and there was a showing of abundance
mm-hmm.
and kindness that was abused.
Mm-hmm.
And she taketh away.
Yeah.
In a way. You know, she is the giver and she is also the taker.
The take-awayer.
Take-awayer. Sinend ko rin sa inyo eh. Maganda siya actually. And it's very relevant with what I said, or with what we're talking about gender rules in myths. Yeah, we'll touch upon that more when I talk about our boys, Tungkong Langit, and Adonsina. Ano ba? First things first, mga disclaimers. I wasn't able to read yung actual text. There are several editions, several versions of the Alamat. Meron from Eflan de Hocano, there's from Sir Villanueva, and we'll take into the version of Sir Villanueva in a bit, pero I'll be able to give a mere summary of the Alamat
mm-hmm.
as that is the only resource available online. So yung main reference natin for tonight is gonna be aswangproject.com, pero their main reference was Eflan de Hocano. So yes, moving on to Tungkong Langit, let's begin with who is Tungkong Langit? Tungkong Langit is a male god. He is a popular deity of the Sulodnon people of Panay. He is their version of the creator who made the world out of primordial chaos. In other Visayan pantheons, Tungkong Langit was a lesser deity and brother of Panlinugon, god of earthquakes. And his partner, Miss Alonsina, is a prominent goddess in the Sulodnon people's pantheon of gods, similar to Tungkong Langit. So Alonsina, also called Laonsina, is considered to be the virgin goddess of the eastern skies and the wife of Tungkong Langit. So it's Mrs. Alonsina. So Tungkong Langit, if I haven't mentioned it earlier, literally translates to Pillar of Heaven. In a Panay version of the creation myth, Alonsina's name has been translated as the Unmarried One. May premonition dun sa tragedy natin, which we'll get into later. The one from the foreign skies and one who is foreign. Alonsina also appears in the Hinilawad epic, which is a very big epic of several Filipino gods. So yung the myth or Alamat of Tungkong Langit and Alonsina, it's a creation Alamat. So it goes like this. In the beginning, everything was shapeless and formless. The sky, the earth, the sea, and the air were almost mixed up. In a word, there was only confusion. Then, from the depth of this formless void, there appeared the god, Tungkong Langit, and the goddess Alonsina. So they just popped up, like poof, and
poof.
Like, I decided to be created, bam. Or baka wala pang will, so they just suddenly, but oh wow, we are created.
Oh wow, we're here. What up?
So yes, it was not known just where these two deities came from, but it is related by old Bisayan folk that Tungkong Langit fell in love with Alunsina. So there was the concept of love right then in the onset. So after he courted her for many years, they married and made their home in the highest part of heaven. So there the water was always warm and the breeze was forever cool. In this place, order and regularity began. Tungkong Langit was a loving, hardworking god. He wanted to impose order over the confused world. He decided to arrange the world so that the heavenly bodies would move regularly. On the other hand, Alunsina was a lazy, jealous, selfish goddess. She sat at the window all day long, doing nothing. So Alunsina was a... she had a lot of emotions, if you will.
I can tell.
She had a lot of powerful emotions. Sometimes, she would leave home, sit down by a pool near the door, and comb her long jet black hair all day long.
Hobbies.
One day,
combing hair.
Dun sa CV niya, Alunsina, hobbies, combing.
My hair.
Talents.
By the...
Combing. So one day, Tungkong Langit told his wife that he would be away for some time. He said he must make time go on smoothly and arrange everything in the world. And when he was gone, Alunsina set the breeze to spy on Tungkong Langit.
Mm-hmm.
Merong will and mind of his own, si Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Breeze. And
Mr. Breeze.
His the order was to spy on Sir Tungkong Langit. Tungkong Langit found out. And he became very angry. And I was like, how dare you?
P.I. pala si ano, si Mr. Breeze.
Mr. Breeze.
Mr. Breeze, P.I.
Pero yun, hindi siya magaling. Like, kahit Breeze siya, hindi siya magaling
siya.
Magtago. Huli siya ni Tungkong Langit. He got very angry. Pagkabalik niya sa bahay, he told her, very ungodly. I was like, Alunsina, this is not us, okay? This is not what is expected of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are a god. You're not supposed to be jealous, okay? You're not supposed to be spying on me. Mas mataas yung tingin niya sa sarili niya. Like, literally, pillar of heaven siya eh. Okay? I was like, it's very ungodly of her to be jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Since there were no other gods in the world except the two of them. So yeah, after... Sinermonan siya ni Tungkong Langit. You know, nainis si ano, Alunsina. She was like, na-offend siya.
Mm-hmm.
She got offended with his reproach. Tungkong Langit, firm, you know, I am the pillar of heaven, morality at its peak. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I am not gonna have this, alright? So, you need to step out and take some time off, you know? Doon ka sa corner. Pero actually, hindi siya corner. Parang pinalabas siya.
Okay.
He drove his wife away. And no one knew where she went. I mean, si Tungkong Langit lang naman may yung tao dun eh. So if he didn't know, that was everyone. But then, according to the alamat, she was clearly upset, very upset with how the argument turned out. And several days later, wala pa rin siya.
Mm-hmm.
And Tungkong Langit, the pillar, he felt very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
He realized that he should not have lost his temper.
Yes.
But obviously, sa huli ang pagsisisi.
Uh-huh.
Once vibrant with Alunsina's sweet voice, his home became cold and desolate.
Mm-hmm.
So wala na. Parang he was, Alunsina was the sun. Was the son of heaven. Hindi naman yun nasa alamat, but I'm just describing. So he was alone. He felt cold. In the morning, when he woke up, he would find himself alone. In the afternoon, when he came home, he would feel the same loneliness creeping deep in his heart. because there was no one to meet him at the doorstep or soothe the aching muscles of his arms. Wow.
Wow.
And days turned to months, and in those months, Tungkong Langit was in utter desolation. He could not find Alunsina, try hard as he would. And so, in desperation, he decided to do something in order to forget his sorrows. Mm-hmm. Wow, super sorrowful. Wala pang alak at that time. So, he decided to do something in order to forget his sorrows. For months and months, he thought, but his mind seemed pointless. His heart weary and sick. He needed something to ease his lonely world. So he decided to create alcohol. Joke lang. So yes, one day, while he was sailing across the regions of the clouds, a thought came to him. He would make the sea and the earth. And the earth and the sea suddenly appeared. And he decided to get a hobby, which is basically creating stuff.
Wow.
He created the earth, the sea, and they appeared.
DIY.
However,
hobby niya.
Yun nga, he was like, since what, yeah, na-create yung humans kasi wala siyang magawa. He was grieving. Although the earth and sea were there, it was still a somber sight, since it was a lonely sea and a barren land. And this irritated our pillar, Tungkong Langit. So he went down to the earth and planted the ground with trees and flowers. Okay, we're getting some action.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Then he took his wife's treasure jewels and scattered them in the sky. Yeah, he scattered them in the sky, hoping that Alunsina would see them and might be induced to return home. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was him reaching out, calling out. So, yung jewelry niya became the stars, the necklace. Yung beads ng necklace became the stars. Her comb became the moon. Mm-hmm. And her crown, the sun.
Oh.
So yung mga belongings niya, skinatter niya, kinalat niya. Tingnan mo to, Alunsina. I'm reaching out to you. Pulutin mo to at bumalik ka sa akin. Ayusin mo tong kalat ko.
It's like the worst way to ask someone to come back is to scatter.
Look at me, I'm a mess. I'm a mess. I'm a literal
you.
And figurative mess.
I'm a mess.
Come back,
you.
Okay?
And your stuff, also a mess without you.
So yes, yun naman yung in a nutshell. Despite his efforts, Alunsina never came back.
Damn.
Never.
Wala eh.
Never, was, ever, ever.
She was spurned.
She was like, my resolve is strong, and my resolve is to leave you. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
No more toxic people 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Or 000.
The hundreds. Zero.
The zeros.
The zeros. Hashtag zeros, no more toxic people.
So yes, until now, even 2020, some elders of Panay say Tungkong Langit lives alone in his palace in the skies. Sometimes he would cry out his pent-up emotion and his tears would fall down upon the earth as rain. When it thunders hard, it is Tungkong Langit sobbing, calling for his beloved Alunsina to come back, and treating her so hard that his voice reverberates across the fields and the countryside.
Wow.
The end.
The end. Dun, dun, dun. That was a good story. I had a lot of fun in storytelling of that. Pero yun, I wanted the things that I took note of. Well, one is yung gender roles, as we talked about kanina. What do you think about that?
Actually, I'm going back dito sa one of my wonderful references from Eugene Evasco.
Mm-hmm.
Feministic pagsasalaysay.
Mm-hmm.
Sa kung bakit umuulan ni Rene Villanueva, which is one of yung kung bakit umuulan narrates yung story nila Tungkong Langit.
Mm-hmm.
And Alunsina.
Yeah.
So that's supposed to be the primary reference of this Alamat.
Mm-hmm.
And in his version, in Villanueva's version, we can mas pronounce we it's more pronounced yung feministic view ni Alunsina.
Mm-hmm.
I think the take in Alunsina dun sa Alamat is very, I feel, very feministic. It goes beyond gender roles. Like, mm-hmm. Alunsina literally goes beyond. I mean, the mere fact na she has other emotions such as jealousy, anger, etc. Yeah, it breaks the barrier that women are supposed to be, bright and sunshine. They're supposed to provide care. They're supposed to always be the positive note.
Yeah.
Yes, it humanizes. It humanizes women. It's a break from the stereotype.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a break na parang women are supposed to be perfect.
Yeah, it's true though that I find it interesting that she never came back. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's interesting that she never came back, because you would think that if they did in fact stick to gender roles, that she would eventually come back and like apologize and stuff like that. But she stood her ground. Parang, you know what? You'll miss me eventually. I'm gonna yeet myself out of this. Bye forever.
Mm-hmm. I know, another thing that Evasco notes is that equal sila. Equal si mm-hmm. Alunsina and Tungkong Langit. It's not really shown yung powers ni Alunsina.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi si Tungkong Langit's always the one doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
Pero they were created at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's something to note, that they were equals from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows another trait of Alunsina that was shown in the Alamat, was that she had her own brain. She had her own voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
yeah.
It wasn't always what Tungkong Langit said.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is what we're gonna follow.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Yeah, that's interesting,
although,
actually, yeah.
Although he was the pillar of heaven, Mr. Morality himself, Alunsina had her own, you know, pag-iisip and voice.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it. Because, yun nga, like I said, there are some remnants of, yun, parang, attributing negative, like, you mentioned this a while ago, right? Like, women are viewed as, parang, wreaking havoc and stuff like that. And all these negative connotations, although those are in fact still present in this Alamat, there are also signs of independence for Alunsina.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Like we said na she never came back. It highlights her, I would say independence, but it's something, autonomy. Yeah, her autonomy. Na she can stay away from him forever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's really interesting. That's an interesting take on it.
I have two more aspects na parang very very recent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one is yung aspect ng pag-leave.
Mm.
Pag-leave ni Alunsina from Tungkong Langit as the oppressor. Mm-hmm. Hindi naman pinaportray talaga si Tungkong Langit as an oppressor.
Mm-hmm.
Pero you could put that in such a light na parang Tungkong Langit being a colonizer or an abusive husband.
Mm.
And yung paglayas ni Alunsina could be described as a very feminist move.
Mm-hmm.
Of her taking care of herself, knowing her rights, knowing what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
And what she's worth, what she deserves.
Although there are some things that are still telling in terms of the view of women, this is still a progressive. Parang if you dig mm-hmm. deeper,
very
it's
progressive.
Still progressive, yeah.
Other than yung paglayas niya from Tungkong Langit, the oppressor, hashtag zeros, no more toxic people in their lives. In a bigger scale, it also shows yung pag-alis niya from the system, yung systematic patriarchy. Yung nga, yung Tungkong Langit was saying na, you are a goddess. You
yeah, this
are not
you
supposed
to
be jealous.
Yeah.
Ganun. Parang you can't do this. You have certain expectations, certain roles to fulfill. And she didn't, she wasn't gonna have that. Okay, she's like, I'm gonna be fucking jealous, okay?
I'm
gonna
to
do whatever the
emotions.
Fuck I want.
Yeah.
Alright?
Don't tell me what to do.
I am as much of a god as you are.
Yeah.
Okay?
Go girl.
And I'm gonna do what's right for me. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go. Alright? If you don't respect that, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
And go she did.
And go she did. Yes.
Yun alunsina. Yeah, literally, or launsina,
mm-hmm.
translates to walang asawa.
Ah, and, yes, you foreshadowed this kanina.
Yeah, foreshadowing.
Yeah.
And it could be taken into yung parang patriarchal context na parang wala siyang asawa. She's not complete. She's undesirable. Parang ay parang sad, parang ganun.
Yeah, parang
but,
may negative connotation, yeah.
Yeah, negative connotation, but in this perspective, in a feminist perspective, iba na yung pagtingin. Parang it makes her look strong and independent.
Mm-hmm.
Like she doesn't need.
Yeah.
She doesn't need a husband. Like walang asawa, parang the no asawa.
Like,
she
the
is
no asawa.
The no asawa. She is the woman, the exceptional woman who
the
does not need
no man.
The unmarried. Yes.
Yeah.
The unmarried or no man.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun.
Parang kasi when you view it, parang alam mo yung pinagbubulungan ng mga magkakapitbahay, mga chismosa sa mga kapitbahay.
Yun yan.
Yung sabihin nila, ay alam mo ba, ano matandang dalaga na yan, stuff like that. But, I mean, who cares, right? Like, if you don't want to be
mm-hmm.
married, don't be married. And Alonsina, I mean, even way back then, you could already see na Alonsina was that kind of figure na showing you that you don't need to be with a man to be complete. You can be your own person as a woman.
So in summation, this is a very good alamat for discussions, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you to Sir Villanueva for this wonderful take ganun, of the alamat and Sir Ivasco's analysis, his feministic analysis
mm-hmm.
into the alamat. You know, I hope I brought some justice or at least you know, I was able to shed some light. And I think yung very very similar if you look back dun kay Maria Cacao. People might think na she might have been parang selfish when she left. Na parang, why did she stop giving? Ganun, she's a goddess. Ganun,
mm-hmm.
they're supposed to give. Pero, we have to take into account that, yeah, she has her limits. And she's also, you know, she's also portrayed as human. So, therefore, she has human characteristics such as emotions.
And you know what? Our theme for today, the thing that ties our alamat together is hashtag zeros, no more
yeah,
toxic
zero.
People.
No more toxic people. You know, kaya, katulad kay Maria Cacao, umalis rin siya. She's like, toxic niyong lahat. Hindi niyo ako nire-respeto.
Hindi
ako na-appreciate.
Hindi niyo ako na-appreciate.
Tang ina niyo.
I'm
alis
leaving.
Na ako.
I'm taking right? everything and I'm leaving. You don't deserve my gifts. No more toxic
exactly.
people ausens.
That concludes our first Alamat episode.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that we will be shelving our Konya History Cinema for now since we're both taking a postgraduate studies. So we realized that the Konya History Cinema would be best shown using YouTube, of course, YouTube videos, and maybe in the future we can still do it. But for now, with the equipment that we have and the time that we have, we can't really give the content that we want to show and the quality that we want to provide it. Alright, so with that we end our meeting. Thank you for joining us again this week and learning more about Philippine culture and history. Let us hear from you and tell us how we can do better. We hope you come back next week for another meeting where we can embark on another journey towards the unknown. Again, I'm Camille, and that's Ben. And this has been the Konya History Club.